Blog Talk Radio.
It hardly seems like a year ago that I packed my bags and some money I'd saved. I had a yearning to find myself and to see this land of the free and the brave. I saw my first mountain sunrise from an Appalachian range. I felt a heavenly presence and a rushing wind of change. I am an American man. I'm made of American dreams. I am an American man. Returning to the things the land, who toil with their hands for an honest day's wage. I've seen the stuff from which legends were born, and destinies reached, and histories made. It seems we've come to a crossroads, all our standards are compromised. I pray that our lady liberty will awaken before she dies.
I am
good morning, and depending on where you're listening to this or hearing this, but today, you know, this is our Deeper Truths 54-day prayer for America. When America is strong, the world is safer. And so this is August 31st, 2021. For Deeper Truth out there, this would be day 13 of our 54-day prayer for America. And Grace Forrest, if you're following Grace Forrest, which is excellent, which is, you know, today would be day 14 for Grace Forrest. So it's day 13 for Deeper Truth and day 14 for Grace Forrest. And so But it's important, and this is most needed. Most needed. And because this is the last day of August, this is the last day for this year, at least at this time, for the month of August, that we're going to be honoring the novena to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Because the Catholic Church dedicates the month of August to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I love it. Since the 16th century, Catholic piety has assigned entire months to special devotions. Now, next month, September, I will be switching in with our 54-day novena, prayer for America. I will be switching in over to the Seven Sorrows of Mary, which is what September is dedicated by the Catholic Church, the Seven Sorrows of Mary. So the Immaculate Heart commemorates the joys and sorrows of the Mother of God, her virtues and perfections, her love for God and her divine Son, and her compassionate love for mankind. As early as 1643, St. John Eudes and his followers observed 8 February as the Feast of the Heart of Mary. So the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the Chaste Heart of St. Joseph. And there you have the heart of the Holy Family. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is a symbol of Christ's immense love for humanity, with a wound on its side and a crown of thorns representing the damage of our sins. The Immaculate Heart of Mary gives us an example of how we as Christians should love, as St. Paul, or as Pope Paul VI said, "May the Immaculate Heart of Mary shine before the eyes of all Christians as the model of perfect love toward God and toward our fellow beings. May it lead them toward the Holy Sacrament, by virtue of which souls are cleansed from the stains of sin and are preserved from it. May it also stimulate them to make reparation for the innumerable offenses against the Divine Majesty. Lastly, may it shine like a banner of unity and a spur to perfect the bonds of brotherhood among all Christians in the bosom of the one true Church, the one Church of Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church, which, taught by the Holy Spirit, honors her with filial affection and piety as a most beloved mother." And I look at Revelation chapter 12, 17. She is our mother. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, heavenly beauty and splendor of the Father, you are the most valued heavenly creature, new Eve, immaculate in soul, spirit, and body, created of the godly seed by the Spirit of God. You are the spiritual mother of mankind, pure virgin, full of grace, then and now. Your whole being was raised heavenly in full glory, to be elevated above all the hosts within the kingdom of God. O Heavenly Mother, Queen of heaven and earth, I recognize the glory of your highest title, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O most blessed Mother, Heart of love, Heart of mercy, ever listening, caring, consoling, hear our prayer. As your children, we implore your intercession with Jesus, your Son. Receive with understanding and compassion. The petitions we place before you today, primarily for America. We plead for America. Loving Mother, dispenser of endless blessings, you who continuously intercedes on our behalf, please present my need before your loving Son, Jesus. In this case, for my healing and for my wife, for Gigi's healing, we are comforted in knowing your heart is ever open to those who ask for your prayer. We trust your gentle care and intercession. Those whom we love and who are sick or lonely or hurting, help all of us, Holy Mother, to bear our burdens in this life until we may share eternal life and peace with God forever. Amen. And this litany was composed by John Henry Cardinal Newman shortly after he converted to Catholicism in 1845. Let us pray this with reverence and recall the many blessings that have flowed through Mary from Jesus to us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Spirit, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the Divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from your creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seat of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. And let us pray. O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable, was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who commemorate this sweet and loving heart by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin may merit to be found like unto the heart of Jesus, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And some promises, Lord and Our Lady. have made here with the devotion to the Immaculate Heart. Number one is salvation of our own soul. And this is what Mother Mary says to all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months fulfill all the conditions requested. I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their soul. This little devotion, practiced with a good heart, is then enough to procure infallibly for us, as with the sacraments, the grace of final perseverance, of eternal salvation. And this promise is without any exclusion, limitation, restriction to all who I promise heaven for eternity for five holy communions and salvation of sinners. So numerous are the souls which the justice of God condemns for sins committed against me that I come to ask for reparation. Sacrifice yourselves for this intention and pray. This is what Our Lady said to Sister Lucy at Tai, Spain, June 13, 1929. In consideration of this little devotion, Jesus and Mary wish to give the grace of pardon to souls who have had the misfortune of offending the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So wrote Sister Lucy in a letter of May 1930. And another word from Our Lady, peace in the world. Whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion, along with the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is why I desire its propagation so ardently, especially because this is also the will of our dear Mother in Heaven. Our Lady to Sister Lucy, March 19, 1939. And so the promise made by Our Lady to Lucia on July 13, 1917, that there would be a future manifestation concerning the practice of the five first Saturdays was fulfilled on December 10, 1925. Lucia was then a postulant sister in the Dorinthian convent at Tai, Spain. On this occasion, Our Lady appeared together with the child Jesus, who spoke first to Lucia, and this is what Jesus said. Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns which ungrateful men place therein at every moment, while there is no one who does an act of reparation to withdraw them for her. And then Mary adds, Our Lady then addressed Lucia as follows, behold, my daughter, my heart encircled with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Give me consolation, you at least, and make known on my behalf that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months confess their sins, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the purpose of making reparation to my Immaculate Heart. What we're looking, confession, receive Holy Communion, devout recitation of the Rosary with meditation, and with the intention of making reparation. And so for America, we dedicate this prayer, this novena, power-packed novena, 9 times 3, 54 day. So we dedicate this devotion for America. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you again. Amen. And sweet Mother Mary, I offer you this spiritual communion to bind my bouquet in a wreath to place upon your brow. Oh, my Mother, look with favor upon my gift, and in your love obtain for me intercession for America. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of America, you ask that the United States of America be the country dedicated to your purity, and that your children in America be the children of your pure heart. Please intercede for us that we may be granted with grace and morally good leaders who will act according to the revealed will of God and the foundational principles of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. Hail, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, my Mother, Mary, hail. At your feet I humbly kneel to offer you a crown of roses, snow-white buds, to remind you of your joys, each bud recalling to you a holy mystery, each tin bound together with my petition for a particular grace of our land and of myself and Gigi for our healing and reconversion of family members. O Holy Queen, dispenser of God's grace, and Mother of all who invoke you, thou canst not look upon my gift and fail to see its binding. As you receivest my gift, so wilt thou receive my petition from your bounty. You will give me the favor I so earnestly and trustingly seek. I despair of nothing that I ask of you. Show yourself my mother. And when America is strong, the world is safer. Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, intercede for us, your children in America, as we pray for our nation, our military, and our families. We pray for our government leaders that they will decisions and govern us in accordance with truth and the principles upon which our nation was founded. We ask protection for those serving in the military and for our first responders. Bless them and their families as they sacrifice themselves to keep us safe. We pray for our families in a culture that seeks to destroy the morals and values upon which this country was founded. May our families be united in faith and charity. For the strength and unity of our church, and for the protection of the family in our nation. Reclaim this great country for your son's glory, that under his protection and guidance, we may stand together as a people of faith and trust in him for the changes we seek. O blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We ask forgiveness for our offenses against you. We seek your loving care for all our needs and requests. You have blessed our nation and given us countless gifts. Our freedom and the ability to seek your will every day are among our dearest possessions. But in turning away from you, we not only risk the loss of all our country has stood for, but we also offend you, who are all good and deserving of all of our love. We offer to you this novena we have made as Americans. Deeper in truth and grace force and good Catholics, good Christians. We ask that you hear us and through your fathomless mercy, convert the hearts of our people and bring them back to you. May our land once more ring out with praise of you and the most loving Virgin Mary, to whom we have entrusted the petitions in this novena. Most Holy God, we thank you for hearing us. May our hearts praise you forevermore. Amen. Dear Jesus, allow the truth of holy love to flood the hearts of this nation. Place truth in the center of every heart. Return this nation to its rightful place under the dominion of God. Amen. Dear Jesus, inspire the hearts of legislators to bring fairness into every law. In so doing, inspire lawmakers to remove contradiction from laws concerning life in the womb, so that no one is forced to support contraception or abortion against their free will. Do not allow religious freedom to be trampled under the feet of those who favor death in the womb. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl throughout the world searching for the ruin of souls. Amen. Mother of our Creator, pray that we receive the gift of knowledge. Proverbs 18, verse 15 says, an intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seek knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hosea 4, 6 gives this warning, my people perish for want of knowledge. Since you yourselves have rejected knowledge, so I shall reject you from my priesthood, since you have forgotten the teaching of your God. I, in my turn, shall forget your children. And we do not want to hear that ourselves. Ooh, no, 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 no. Let us be strong and let us intercede for America. Saint Augustine said, we judge all things according to the divine truth. Saint Thomas Aquinas He said, a scrap of knowledge about sublime things is worth more than any amount about trivialities. And Saint Bernard, he said, there are some who desire knowledge merely for its own sake, and that is shameful curiosity. And there are others who desire to know in order that they may themselves be known, and that is vanity. Disgraceful too. Others again desire knowledge in order to acquire money or preferment by it. That too is a discreditable quest. But there are also some who desire knowledge that they may build up the souls of others with it, and that is charity. Others again desire it that we may themselves be built up thereby, and that it is prudence. Of all these types, only the last two put knowledge to the right use. That's Saint Bernard, and that's well said. And our intent, our motivation is to build up the souls of others with it, which Saint Bernard calls charity, and others desire. Well, I want to be strengthened. I want to strengthen. Yes, I want to strengthen myself in God's word and in His truth. His will be done, not my will be done. So that is my motivation and intent. And to right wrongs. And that's why we're interceding for America. So, the gift of knowledge. One of the seven infused gifts, illuminating action of the Holy Spirit. It perfects the virtue of faith. It gives the person the ability to judge everything from a supernatural viewpoint. The object, what we kind of, you know, what would Jesus do? Have you ever heard that? Well, we try to see things as Jesus sees things. And WWIG, what is Jesus doing? That's important for us to be able to see. The object of this gift is the whole spectrum of created things, in so much as they lead one to God. Through infused knowledge, the faithful can see the providential purpose of whatever enters their lives, and they are able to put creatures to the right use according to God's will for themselves and for others, sometimes called the science of the saints. It enables those who have the gift to discern easily and effectively between the impulses of temptation and the inspirations of grace. And that's Father John Hardin, quoting the Modern Catholic Dictionary. And we love, here at Deeper Truth, we love Father John Hardin. And prayers for traditional 54-day novena, and today is Wednesday, so this would be the glorious mysteries. But for deeper, for Grace Force, Father Hillman is, he's the joyful mysteries of the Holy Rosary. So pray that, you know, the joyful mysteries. Excuse me. And so prayer before the recitation, the sign of the cross, the Hail Mary, say the Apostles' Creed, Our Father, three Hail Marys, glory be. And think of the three, you know, the divine virtues, faith, hope, and love. Dedicate those Hail Marys for faith, hope, and love. The Annunciation, that's, the five joyful, the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Nativity, the Presentation, and finding the child Jesus in the temple. And you would meditate on all of, and on the, those mysteries in the decade. You know, the Our Father, the Ten Hail Marys, and the Glory Be, the Fatima prayer. But this is something that Father Haleman is adding at the end, concluding prayer. I bind these snow-white buds with a petition for the virtue of humility and humbly lay this bouquet at your feet. Concluding prayer, I bind these snow-white buds with a petition for the virtue of charity and humbly lay this bouquet at your feet. Concluding prayer, I bind these snow-white buds with a petition for the virtue of detachment from the world and humbly lay this bouquet at your feet. And concluding prayer, I bind these snow-white buds with a petition for the virtue of purity and humbly lay this bouquet at your feet. And concluding prayer, I bind these snow-white buds with a petition for the virtue of obedience to the will of God and humbly lay this bouquet at your feet. And so these concluding prayers would follow the Fatima prayer. So this is okay. The mission for the United States Grace Force is a special operations force specifically trained in spiritual warfare and intercessory prayer. The USGF, the United States Grace Force, capabilities include the large-scale use of powerful supernatural weapons, the sacramentals, etc., and prayers. While there are various special operations, the primary mission of the United States Grace Force is to implore God's protection, blessings on our nation, especially imploring God's protection. For those who put their lives on the line to protect and defend our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So the United States Grace Force, God strong. Well, this is Deeper Truth as well, and this has been Deeper Truth forever. But this is awesome. This is great. And thank you, Father Haleman. Thank you, Father Haleman. And so, because with what Grace Force is attempting, along with Deeper Truth, is to keep us in line, to hold the line. And that's all the more important, because we are the one true faith of Christ. And that's why we walk the line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As
Asher, as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are. But he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
Well, Psalms 20, verse 5. May we shout for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God, set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions, which we're dedicating for America through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which Pope Paul VI called for us to hold high the Immaculate Heart of Mary as a banner to unite Christians. That's interesting. And in Psalms 60, verse 4, you have set up a banner for those who fear you to rally to it from the bow, which the Immaculate Heart of Mary, but also, O glory. The United States celebrates the celebration of Flag Day, which is June 14th, originally began in 1777, more than 240 years ago. June 14th is the birthday of O Glory, which has had 26 design changes since the beginning. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson made June 14th official as Flag Day through a proclamation. President Dwight D. Eisenhower issued Executive Order 10798 on January 3, 1959, adding the 50th star representing the state of Hawaii for the United States flag on August 21, 1959. The American flag is seen having 13 horizontal red stripes alternating with white stripes. There is a blue rectangular bearing 50 small white five-pointed stars arranged in 9 offset horizontal rows of 6 stars alternating with rows of 5 stars. Tradition tells the story of the first flag made by Betsy Ross, the Philadelphia seamstress who was acquainted with George Washington, leader of the Continental Army, and other influential Americans. Charles Thompson, Secretary of the Continental Congress, reported to Congress the seal of Old Glory. The colors of the pales, the vertical stripes, are those used in the flag of the United States of America. White signifies purity and innocence. Red, hardiness and valor. And blue, the color of the chief. The broad band above the stripes signifies vigilance, perseverance, and justice. The star of a symbol of the heavens and the divine goal to which man has aspired from time immemorial. The stripe is symbolic of the rays of light emanating from the sun. So the United States Army was founded on June 14, 1775, which bears much in what the United States flag would represent: the blood, sweat, and treasure Americans fought serving our country against all enemies. At the ceremony of retreat, a daily observance at bases during which all personnel pay respect to the flag. The flag is lowered, folded in a triangle fold, and kept under watch throughout the night as a tribute to our nation's honored dead. The next morning it is brought out, and at the ceremony of reveille, run aloft as a symbol of our belief in the resurrection of the body. The traditional method of folding the flag is as follows. A, strengthen out the flag to full length and fold lengthwise once. B, fold it lengthwise a second time to meet the open edge, making sure the union of the stars on the blue field remains outward in full view. A large flag may have to be folded lengthwise a third time. And see, a triangular fold is then started by bringing the stripped corner of the folded edge to the open edge. And D, the outer point is then turned inward parallel with the open edge to form a second triangle. And E, the diagonal or triangular folding is continued toward the blue union until the end is reached, with only the blue showing and the form being that of a cocked three-corner hat. Meaning of the flag folding program. The flag folding ceremony represents the same religious principles on which our great country was originally founded. The portion of the flag denoting honor is the canton of blue containing the stars. Representing states are veterans served in uniform. The canton field of blue dresses from left to right and is inverted only when draped as a pail on the casket of a veteran who has served our country honorably in uniform. In the United States Armed Forces, at the ceremony of retreat, the flag is lowered, folded in a triangular fold, and kept under watch throughout the night as a tribute to our nation's honored dead. The next morning it is brought out and, at the ceremony of Reveille, runs aloft as a symbol of our belief in the resurrection of the body. That was worth saying again. Symbols of the folds of the flag. The first fold of our flag is a symbol of life. Number one, the first fold of our flag is a symbol of life. The second fold signifies our belief in eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and tribute of the veteran departing our ranks and who gave a portion of his or her life for the defense of our country to attain peace. The fourth fold exemplifies our weaker nature as citizens trusting in God. It is to him we turn for his divine guidance. Number five, the fifth fold is an acknowledgement to our country. For in the words of Stephen Decatur, our country, in dealing with other countries, may she always be right, but it is still our country, right or wrong. The sixth fold is for where our hearts lie. It is with our hearts that we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces, for it is through the armed forces that we protect our country and our flag against all enemies. The eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death, that we might see the light of day and to honor our mother, for whom it flies on Mother's Day. The ninth fold is an honor to womanhood, for it has been through their faith, love, loyalty, and devotion that the character of the men and women who have made this country great have been molded. The tenth fold is a tribute to Father, for he too has given his sons and daughters for the defense of our country since he or she was first born. the 11th fold in the eyes of Hebrew citizens, represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon, and glorifies in their eyes the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold in the eyes of a Christian citizen represents the emblem of eternity and glorifies in their eyes God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. The last fold, the 13th fold, the last fold, when the flag is completely folded, the stars are uppermost, reminding us of our natural motto, in God we trust. June 14th is also the birthday of the United States of America, 1775. Pray for our country. Hence the dedication for America. God our Father, giver of life, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. You are the rock on which this nation was founded. You alone are the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Reclaim this land for your glory and dwell among your people. Send your spirit to touch the hearts of our nation's leaders. Open their minds to the great worth of human life and the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Remind your people that true happiness is rooted in seeking and doing your will. Through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, patroness of our land, grant us the courage to reject the culture of death. Lead us into a new millennium of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans, with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo, beside the Texas flag, but she waved on there. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg. And the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
God bless America.
I was there in the winter of 64, when we camped in the ice at Nashville's door. 300 miles our trail had led. We barely had time to bury our dead. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell, Overton Hill was a living hell. When we called retreat, it was almost dark. I died with a grape shot in my heart. Say a prayer for peace, for every fallen son. Set my spirit free, let me lay down my gun. Sweet Mother Mary, I'm so tired, but I can't come home till the last shot's fired. In June of 1944, I waded in the blood of Omaha's shores. 21 and scared to death, my heart pounding in my chest. I almost made the first seawall when my friends turned and saw me fall. I still smell the smoke, I can taste the mud, as I lay there dying from a loss of blood. can't come home.
No, we can't come home till the last shot's
gone. If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, but the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you when they met her still today. But there ain't no doubt I love this. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
we pray to thee. Thanks for the miracle of your rosary. Only you can hold back your holy son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Now and at the hour of our death, and
Thank you. true.